This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Indonesia's president says Southeast Asian leaders demanded an immediate end to killings and the release of political detainees in Myanmar. The leaders held an emergency summit in Jakarta Saturday with Myanmar's top general and coup leader. They told Senior General Min Aung Hlaing that a dialogue between contending parties in Myanmar should immediately start. It was not clear if and how the general responded to the blunt messages. According to several independent tallies, daily shootings by police and soldiers since the February 1st coup have killed more than 700 mostly peaceful protesters and bystanders. The president, Joko Widodo, says that the situation in Myanmar is unacceptable and democracy and stability must be restored. Indonesia's military has declared its missing submarine sunk and cracked open after finding items from the vessel over the past 2 days. The announcement apparently ends hope of finding any of the 53 crew members alive. The Navy said Saturday the presence of an oil slick and items from the vessel were clear proof it sank. Indonesia had earlier considered the vessel as just missing, but said its oxygen supply would have run out by early Saturday. The cause of the disappearance was still uncertain. France and other countries in Europe are relaxing coronavirus restrictions while still pouring massive human, medical, financial, and technological resources into keeping thousands of COVID-19 patients alive. Inside one of Paris's biggest hospitals, state-of-the-art artificial lungs are giving the most critical patients a last-ditch shot at survival. Outside, hospitals and healthy people are planning getaways and drinks with friends as the country embarks on the perilous process of gingerly easing out